This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Brian Stewart, the CEO of PracticeWise. We're going to talk about children's behavioral health, key trends, things he's seeing, and more. Brian, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks so much, Scott, for the invitation. It's my pleasure to be here today. A little bit about my background. As Scott mentioned, I'm the CEO of PracticeWise. I've had a 30-year career or so in healthcare, and it's been about 7 or 8 years in the Marine Corps as an infantry officer prior to getting into healthcare. I'll say my career is a bit eclectic. It spans, you know, domestic and international roles in a wide variety of large public healthcare companies like Medtronic, Abbott Laboratories, Zimmer Biomet, and Humana. And I've also been part of several privately held and private equity-owned healthcare companies like Ameripath, Healogix, and Sage Growth Partners. And just thrilled to be here today. So thanks for the invitation.
Thank you. What's more difficult, the military or navigating healthcare today?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say I probably enjoyed the military more because I knew what to expect. I think with healthcare, as we all know, it's changing rapidly, and you never know quite what's around the corner. So,
thank you. And talk for a moment about some of the most interesting things you've seen in healthcare. You've worked for Sage Growth, you've worked for some fascinating different firms. What are some of the most interesting things you've seen, the most interesting areas you've seen?
Yeah, I think given such an eclectic career, I haven't really stayed in one lane. A couple that come to mind, one was I had a great experience working at Biomet prior to their acquisition by Zimmer, or the merger with Zimmer, working in international sales in their microfixation division. So great experience just, you know, learning what it's like to do business internationally from a cultural and from a legal business point of view. That was really interesting. Probably back to my early career working for a division of Ameripath. At the time, they were starting a de novo esoteric pathology testing laboratory called the Center for Advanced Diagnostics. So fascinating work working with oncologists and all sorts of pathologists, learning that business and learning how to sell that business, learning how to sell to professionals that don't want to be sold to, mainly pathologists, you know, folks that are really smart but don't necessarily enjoy talking to folks. So really learning how to be a good partner and being a consultative salesperson early in my career. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my experience at Medtronic, just a fabulous company, great mission, great products, great experience working there. And then probably more recently, my time at PracticeWise, both, you know, being blessed to be in the role as a CEO and then working in an area that's both personally meaningful to me in children's behavioral health, and then just such a need, you know, in our nation and across the world is very interesting and very exciting and creates a lot of passion.
And talk for a moment about children's behavioral health and what are some of the trends you see there?
Yeah, I think of the three big buckets, you know, availability, access, and evidence, and then just the integration of all the disparate parts of, you know, the children's health universe, whether it's in schools, juvenile justice, child welfare, you know, all the different national, state, local agencies that are, you know, serving or trying to serve children to the best of their abilities. So I think it's those three key areas. And I think the other key thing is just, you know, if you're an agency administrator or a funder, is just, you know, where do I make good investments? You know, sort of like the evidence-based practices universe. There's like 700 plus, you know, these individual programs or interventions for children's mental health. The analogy we use, like those are like maps in the old days, like a fold-out paper map for those of those listening that are, you know, old enough to remember what a paper map is. Then you imagine having like a glove compartment full of maps, and you're trying to figure out which map I should use and just the clumsiness of that versus imagine if every one of those agencies had a GPS that could respond and adapt as they were on the journey treating whatever child they're treating. A few other things, I think some funding shifts, both based on what's going on with COVID nationally and globally, and then just the destigmatization of healthcare. We're on that journey to make it just, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to talk about it, both for adults and for kids. And then I think more recently, you know, just dollars flowing into venture capital and private equity around behavioral health, not so specifically around children's mental health, but I think just generally into behavioral health. And with that, I think there's this proliferation of these digital health interventions or apps, I think a lot of which are targeted at the same problem areas or issues. Also, not a lot of them, in my opinion, are necessarily well-grounded in science or evidence, which is really sort of the DNA of Heartbeat of PracticeWise, is all about the evidence base in children's mental health. And then the last 2 points, I think, is just this continued slow creep towards value-based care and focus on outcomes. I think the status quo is, you know, still the norm. It's kind of do what you know and hope that it works. And then the last thing is just thinking broadly about systems of care and children's behavioral health. Our view, practice-wise, is sort of like we're trying to help with the transition from, the good analogy is going from fossil fuels to green energy. You know, it's sort of fossil fuels the way it's always been done in children's mental health, versus like there maybe is a better way, a new paradigm that's going to be more sustainable for the future. And that's where we feel like we're trying to lead the sector and the industry in that with what we offer at practice-wise.
And let me ask you another question. Where can people learn more about practice-wise in your firm? How do they learn more about it?
Well, certainly they go to the website at practicewise.com. We're obviously on all the standard social media channels on LinkedIn, Facebook, but I would encourage them to go to our website and go to LinkedIn are probably the two best places, particularly if they're a healthcare administrator in a children's facing organization. We'd love for them to, check us out. We have lots and lots of free resources, probably even more than I would like as the CEO of the organization, both for providers, organizations, and really anyone in graduate education in social work, psychology, or psychiatry. We have tons of resources for faculty as well, particularly now that a lot of folks are trying to pivot to online learning. We have lots of resources that are readily available for faculty.
Well, fantastic. Brian, a great place for us to visit with you today and learn a little bit about yourself and about practice-wise and children's behavioral health and what a complicated world that has become. Thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.